Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 79, and it's verses 1 to 4.
Five.
1 to 5, sorry.
A psalm of Asaph. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They've defiled your holy temple. They've laid Jerusalem in ruins. They've given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the heavens for food, the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. They've poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire?
Yeah, so here we've got a horrible picture of the old covenant, and people disappointing their Lord, moving outside of their boundaries, and then horrible consequences. And they ask how long, and this is what we need to know. God has moved heaven and earth in sending His Son, and He has dealt with sin, with His anger has been poured. He let His Son come for us. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. So we need to know that. We need to know that God has moved, and wrath was poured out upon His Son, and simply because God stood back. But it was not just for Je it wasn't for Jesus, it was for us, you know. So we need to know that everything has been done so that we don't have to be in sin. The way to righteousness has been opened up through the body of Jesus, being bruised, being beaten, spending 3 days in hell on our behalf. And that's a message of reconciliation. We need to tell people that has been done. So why do you want to live in pride, living in immorality, live in idolatry, live in grumbling, live in testing the Lord, live in the wrong boundaries, live in the lies that come to steal, kill, and destroy of the devil, because the door has been opened. And that is a big thing that everyone needs to wake up to. And then know you God can't change. Just as in the old covenant, when people moved out of the boundaries, there were consequences, and it was horrible consequences. And so we need to know He's a jealous God. We need to abide in the boundaries He's put out for us. We need to stay in the light as He's in the light. And to do that, we need to know we need His help. So it's about total commitment, no adultery. We can't say we serve God and we want to walk with God, and then we don't. We've got to know our lives need to be laid on the altar as a living sacrifices given to the Lord, and say, Lord, you have your way, you lead me. And then we need to take heed to things like, as soon as we start looking elsewhere and comparing ourselves with others, then that's where adultery starts taking place. You're starting now to want to be someone that you are not. You are wanting to move outside your bound. You're not content with the boundaries that the Lord has given you. He's dealt with your sin, your past. He's dealt with sin. So you can now stay at home and trust Him. And it's portrayed beautifully in James as a marriage. And when you're in this marriage and you're just loyal to your husband, you are in the on the highway of holiness. But if you're not going to stay there, you're falling into adultery. It's spiritual adultery, looking elsewhere. Then you're just starting, your heart is starting to wander. You're going to desire wrongly, and then there's going to be bad repercussions. And I'll share that this morning, where he speaks about people asking and not receiving. And then he tells you why. Because they are adulterers and adulterers. They're in adultery. That's the bottom line. And that means they've looked elsewhere. They've been drawn to other things. And that comes from when you look to the world and you think like the world, and you long for the things of the world. You need to set your mind on things above and tap into the kingdom of God. And that's why it's so important starting your day with the Lord, going into the day with the Lord, and even in the evenings coming back and rejoicing. And then also you can maybe be sorry about some things that you didn't, know you didn't stay in the spirit. So you say, sorry, Lord, and then tomorrow's another day. But if you just keep this as and then you argue about what day is it that we must worship the Lord? Is it a Saturday or a Sunday? And there we're already into grumbling, and we're already into pointing fingers and speaking wickedness. Man, your life is committed, like in a marriage, you committed to the Lord every day, every second, every hour. And that's a way to do it. And not getting into the futile arguments and of religious people. Stay with the Lord, stick to the Lord, and then he's able to do his part as he works in you to will and to do. You look to him, he looks to you, and he sees your heart, and then he shares his love with you every step of the way, every hour of the day, every minute of the day. Amen.
Amen.